It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And we just realized we only have 4 more days to decide what we're giving our moms for Mother's Day.
Yes, we've been so busy with the mom prom that we are a little late this year. So if you're in the same boat, here are some ideas. Of course, moms always love to receive handwritten notes from their kids. And I know I would love to get one from one of my kids this Mother's Day.
Did you know that Hallmark now has customizable cards? You can add personal pictures to a card just for mom, and that would be really sweet. I always like to go out and eat on Mother's Day, too. It keeps me from having to cook or do dishes, which is always welcome.
And if you want to spend money on an actual present, gift cards to her favorite place are always a good idea. The trick is you need to know if that means a spa or a favorite store or maybe even a month of cooking classes.
I think most moms usually like flowers too, so possibly find a perennial that she can plant. Then year after year, your mom can watch it pop out again in the spring. Some of the prettiest perennials are hibiscus or comb flowers, and you can't go wrong with roses.
That's right. If your mother loves chocolate and you want something unique, we have a mom friend who makes chocolate-dipped strawberries, and they are gorgeous. Find her on Facebook at Dojo's Designs. Of course, I always like to receive gifts I would never buy for myself.
Me too, so I would love some new perfume. John, if you're listening, I'd like a fragrance that's light and floral.
Right. For more Mother's Day gift ideas, visit our website, which is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.